On the court for the Glacier Bears Starhearts, the second quarter, we have Green, Badger, Kyle Klinger, Stearns, and Sundberg. For the Panthers, we have Scheidecker, Dahlstrom, Thane, Bird, and Owen. Glacier Bears have the ball. Sundberg on the dribble. Comes to the free throw line. Goes up top to Stearns. Stearns right-hand side to Badger. Looks like a little man-to-man defense here for the Panthers. Badger picks up his dribble, comes right side to Stearns. Stearns going to drive into the lane, a little jumper from 10, and that one rolls off the front of the rim down to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom up into the front court for the Panthers. Gets it off to Bird. Bird left-hand side to Owen. Owen's going to drive inside, dumps it to Thane. Thane off the backboard, up and good for two. Tucker Thane's first 2 points, and that stretches that lead to six for the Panthers. Badger comes back, goes left-hand side to Stearns. Stearns going to drive in, 14-footer, and this one is up and good for Josh Stearns. His first two of the game. Quickly back of the Panthers, up ahead to Owen. Owen tries to get it to Thane, but Klinger stuck his hand out and knocked that ball out of bounds. Give the Glacier Bears a chance to set up their offense. Bird on the inbounds, right-hand side of the key on the baseline. He's looking, throws it way up top to Owen. Owen's got Badger on him. Owen steps back, looks for a three, doesn't go, goes to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom drives against Stearns on the right side, leaves that a little short, and the rebound is off of the Glacier Bears. Sundberg had a chance to grab that, but I think he thought that was off of Dahlstrom, so he held off. Panthers basketball. Owen looking for an opening. Throws it up top to Bird. Bird on the dribble, kind of in the center circle there. Now right-hand side to Thane. Thane down on the post to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom has it stripped out of his hands. Boy, nice job by Keegan Sundberg to double down on that, strip it out of his hands. He just wasn't able to quite get his hands on it, throw it off of his leg and out of bounds. But nice instincts defensively that time by Sundberg. Owen tries to do a bounce pass inside. Now it's kicked back out of bounds by Badger. So Glacier Bears working hard defensively here. Just need to get some shots to roll on the offensive end. This time Panthers throw it up top to Bird. Bird goes right-hand side to Thane. Thane dumps it inside to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom turns, leaves that one short. Rebound to Badger. Badger skying high for that one. Now he's racing up into the front court. Drops it off to Sundberg. Sundberg's going to drive into the lane. Out to Stearns for a three-point shot. Oh, rims in and out. Green down with the rebound. His shot is short. Klinger with it. Short. Dahlstrom down, or Scheidecker down with the rebound for the Panthers. He'll hand it off to Bird. Bird will walk it up across the 10-second line, set the offense. Comes left-hand side to Owen. Owen looks into Dahlstrom, but reverses up top to Bird. Now Bird dribbling on the right-hand side. He'll go far right to Scheidecker. Scheidecker looking to Thane in the post. Defended nicely by Sundberg, so they reverse it back up top to Bird. Now to the high post to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom's going to turn. Dumps it off to Thane on the left side. Up and good for two for Tucker Thane. Badger on the dribble, up ahead to Sundberg, left-hand side. Up top to Badger for three. That was air ball on the right-hand side, not anywhere close. And into the game is Timber Burnham for the Panthers, coming in for Owen. Panthers basketball, 5:42 left in the first half. Panthers by six, 14-8. Dahlstrom across 10-second line on the right-hand side. He's going to drive in the lane against Stearns, and they're going to catch him for the travel. Nice help defense that time by Green to come over and make him pick up the ball, travel with it. Now number one, Morgan House coming in for Tucker Thane for the Panthers. Got Green and Badger in the backcourt. Looks like a little full court pressure by the Panthers. Get it into Badger. Badger's got Burnham on him, and he'll get right past him up into the front court. Badger goes all the way into the lane. That's a strong. Klinger gets the rebound, stripped out of his hands, out to Stearns. Stearns battling for it, and it'll be off one of the Panthers. It'll be Glacier Bear basketball. Boy, a couple good looks that time by the Glacier Bears. Just couldn't get him into the hoop. Badger on the dribble. Throws it down low to Klinger. Klinger goes up on the right-hand side. He gets his shot swatted by Owen, and rebound comes to Green. Green spinning in there. His ball stripped out of his hands. Bird quickly up ahead to Thane. Thane on the left-hand side has it almost stolen by Green, but Matthew wasn't able to maintain control of that before it went out of bounds. Coach Vossman's thinking there should have been a foul on Klinger there. It looked like Scheidecker got him right across the arm on that. But the officials missed it. Burnham in the backcourt for the Panthers. He's got Badger on him. Now they go down low to Scheidecker. Nice double team that time by Sundberg, and this time he comes away with the basketball. He tries to dribble it up across the 10-second line. Bain got just enough pressure on him, and Keegan dribbled it off the side of his leg and out of bounds, so it'll be turnover back to the Panthers. Coach Fawson's really chewing on this one official down here. I don't think he's really happy with the way a couple of these calls have gone. I normally don't see him that animated with the officials. Burnham, his pass knocked back to him, but then right back to Bird. Go inside to Thane. Thane, double-teamed by the Glacier Bears. Now they go to Bird. Bird down on the post with Thane. Boy, they're really shoving and popping down there. Green up ahead to Badger. Badger has it stolen away by Burnham. Burnham up on the right-hand side. Badger's going to strip the ball, and they're going to call a foul on Badger. And Badger got in front of that and stripped it. And Coach Fossman is really ticked now. Eight fouls against the Glacier Bears, three against the Panthers. I think that's probably leading to some of Coach Fossman's frustrations. I believe that will be... They're trying to get this sorted out. He couldn't even remember who he called the foul on, but it was number 10. It was Jordan Badgers. We've got Burnham at the line. He misses the first of his free throws. Got another one coming since he's in the act of shooting. Second, and you got Scheidecker on the floor with the basketball, and they're going to get a timeout.
We have a full.
So we'll have a full.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need to do if you grab the ball. I mean, we talked about Natalia Taylor getting up. Well, Scheidecker didn't get up. He just called that timeout right from the floor. That's what you need to do here. Well, Doug and I, we enjoy bringing you basketball games all basketball season long, but we couldn't do it without some help from some folks here, so we want to kind of run through this list. Broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball, you know, is brought to you by members of the KHNS and the Haynes Boosters Club, Old Roots Marketplace, the Captain's Choice Motel, Lutac Lumber, the Parts Place, Bigfoot Auto, Hauser's IGA, White Rock LLC and White Rock Nursery, AP&T, and Southeast Road Builders. And, you know, without them helping us, we couldn't bring you these basketball games. And like I say, Doug and I enjoy doing that, and we're hoping that folks back home enjoy it and an opportunity to listen to the play-by-play here as it happens for our Haynes Glacier Bears on the road.
And back out on the court here after the timeout, it'll be Panthers basketball with 4:24 left in the first half. Looks like it'll be Bird on the inbound, down along the baseline, left-hand side of the key. He gets it into Scheidecker. Scheidecker to Burnham up top. Now down to Bird on the baseline for three. Deion Bird's got four, and it's up to a nine-point lead for the Panthers. Badger quickly up into the front court. He's picked up by Bird. Badger still on the dribble, looking for an opening. He's going to drive down the left-hand side, kicks it out to Sundberg. Sundberg now on the dribble, looking to try and get inside. It's stolen away from him, and it'll be Owen coming up on the right-hand side. Leaves that one a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Sundberg. Sundberg up ahead of the pack, going the other way. He goes up high on the right-hand side, and shot blocked off of Sundberg and out of bounds to the Panthers. Nice hustle defense that time. I think it was Burnham getting back on that one and preventing the layup by the Glacier Bears. Badger looked like he was going to get full court pressure, then he backs off. Now Green comes up, puts a little token pressure on there. He got the ball to Owen. He's guarded by Stearns. Owen dribbles the right-hand side, passes back to the left to Bird. Back up top to Owen. Owen looking inside, looking. Nobody's there. Goes right side to Bird. Bird gets it inside to Scheidecker. Has that ball briefly knocked out of his hands. He regains control out to Burnham for three. That one's way short. Sundberg down with the rebound, and they're going to get Burnham on the reaching foul. That'll be Timber Burnham's first personal. 15 foul on the Panthers here, and the fourth team foul on the Panthers in the first half. So 3:24, Swinton off the bench coming in for Green. Since the ball is right in front of the bench, Swinton will do the inbounding into Badger. Badger's picked up by Thane. Badger really hounded out top. Goes over to Stearns on the right sideline. Stearns back up top to Badger. Badger left side to Sundberg for three. I think that was partially blocked. Rebound by Swinton. Swinton up and good for two, and we're going to get him sent to the free throw line. So Swinton's got four. Number 20, Timber Burnham, his second personal foul. And back into the game is Dahlstrom. This will send Swinton to the line. Shooting one. Glacier Bears down by seven. 17-10, 3:08 left in the first half. Swinton's shot rattles around and drops in. Nice free throw shooting by Swinton. He's got five, cuts that lead to six. Quickly back is Owen now for the Panthers. Owen at the top of the key. Guarded by Badger. Comes left-hand side to Dahlstrom. He still has Stearns on him. Tries to get to the baseline. Nothing there, so he kicked it back up top to Owen. Owen's going to drive in on the left-hand side. And we're going to get an offensive foul. Way to step up by Keegan Sundberg. Sacrificing the body, picking up the foul on Lewis Owen. He saw that drive, got in there and got set. Picked up the offensive foul. So that's 16 fouls on the Panthers. That's the second on Owen. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Swinton gets it into Badger. Badger up ahead to Sundberg. Sundberg working on the right side. Nothing there. Now they go inside to Klinger. Klinger is going to get bumped down on the post on that entry pass by Scheidecker. So that will send Klinger to the line. That's Scheidecker's second. 17 fouls on the Panthers. And so Klinger will be going to the line shooting 1-1. It's been a while since the Glacier Bears got it inside to Klinger. Rattles in and out, and rebound battled for. Comes out to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom up into the front court. He's going to drive in. A little finger roll. Leaves it short. Rebound comes down to Swinton. Quickly head to Sundberg. Sundberg up ahead to Badger. Badger up on the right side. Leaves the layup short, and Scheidecker comes down with the rebound. And we're going to get a technical foul, I think, on... Boy, the way he reacted, it looked like the official was going to call a technical foul on somebody. I think he realized Scheidecker
got hit pretty hard.
Scheidecker got hit there. And so they haven't said which way the ball's going. Glacier Bears are moving back like it's going to be Panthers basketball, but we haven't seen any indication from the officials. We know one of the Panthers have subbed in for Scheidecker, but he's got to catch his breath over here before he can come over to the court.
Well, the Glacier Bears doing the right thing here. They're getting around Coach Fossman here to talk about it. Down only 6 points, 17-11 here with 2:27 to go here in this first half of play. Glacier Bears kind of keeping the game close. I mean, that's what they need to do is keep working on it here. So now the officials are discussing exactly whose ball it is and where. So,
and you got the players already on the bench, but you don't usually see the coaches that far out on the court. But he was protesting the call because it'll be Glacier Bears basketball. I think he thought it should have been Craig basketball. They loop it inside to Klinger. Klinger gets stripped, and they grab him on the arm as he was going up for the shot. So that'll send Kyle Klinger back to the line, this time shooting two.
He brought up a good point. They probably need to try to go to Kyle a little bit more down low if they can here, take advantage of the fact they're setting some screens for him and see if they can get a few points out.
Nope, first one's off the front of the rim, no good. Scheidecker's got two, so might as well keep feeding him down there and keep Scheidecker out of the game. At least make him work defensively. Second one is good for Klinger. He's got 3 points, cuts that lead to five. Owen back on the dribble. He's got Badger guarding him. Goes left-hand side to Bird, guarded by Swinton. Back to Owen. Owen looking to Dahlstrom down the baseline, working against Stearns. Rises up for the three-pointer. Weak side rebound comes down to Klinger, and Klinger's going to get hacked by Morgan House, his second personal. That'll send Klinger to the other end of the line, shooting a 1-1. So Kyle's getting a lot of free-throw practice here in the last minute or two of game time. 2:08 left here in the first half, trying to cut into that five-point lead.
Well, 19 fouls on the Craig Panthers, so we'll go to the double bonus after this one.
Ooh, that one uses a lot of rim and drops down. Circled that about four times before that went through, so cut it to four. Kyle seems to be getting the range now here. Hopefully, I just drop this one right down the center. And that one uses a lot of rim, but it finds the center of it. So three in a row for Klinger. He's got five, and it's a three-point deficit for the Glacier Bears. 17-14 with 2 minutes left here in the first half. Owen with the ball on the left-hand side, working against Badger. Goes up top to Bird. Bird, right-hand side to House. House out behind the three-point line, gets in the high post to Dahlstrom. Back out to House for three. Way long on that one. Weak side rebound by Swinton. Up ahead to Badger. Badger quickly up into the front court. He's going to throw up the three-point shot, and it's going to be good for Jordan Badger. And we're tied up at 17. Minute 35 left, and we got a timeout by the Craig Panthers. 1:35 left here in the first half, and the Glacier Bears just tied that up with a clutch three-point shot by Jordan Badger. Nobody picked him up as he got to the three-point line, so he just stepped into it and let it fly.
Well, we know, and of course the folks back home know, that Jordan likes to get those threes. If he's squared up, he's a good shooter from there. And speaking of that, maybe I'll just take a quick second here and talk about who did get into the three-throw shooting contest. The three-point contest, Natalia Taylor was in that, and Paige Wing for the Glacier Bears. They made 8 of the 25 shots that they got. For the Haynes boys, Jordan Badger put in 10 of those, and Owen Swinton put in 4 for the Glacier Bears on that one. So those were the three-point shooters. The winner of that one, of course, was Cheyenne Ellis for the girls with 10, and Bobby Pate for Mount Edgecombe with 14 at that three-point contest.
Well, back live here, you got House on the dribble. Back out to Owen. Owen goes right-hand side on the dribble, passes it off to Bird. Back up top to Owen, passes the left-hand side to House. Into the high post to Thane, off of his foot, kicks right back to Owen. Owen's going to drive in, throw it off the glass, and good. Nice shot that time by Owen. That was a tough look. Gives them a two-point lead for the Panthers. Quickly back is Badger. Goes left-hand side to Stern. Stern's going to try and drive in, but he travels with the ball. Gets it back to the Panthers. See if the Glacier Bears can get that momentum back. They had a 6-0 run there. Panthers just got two of that back. See if the Glacier Bears can get a stop here. Owen back. 17-footer. Front rim rebound comes down to Thane. Thane tips it back up top to House. House to Owen. Right side to Bird. Bird looks inside. Nothing there. Comes up top to Owen. Left-hand side to House. They're playing catch around the top of the key here, looking for either Thane or Dahlstrom. Gets Thane at the high post. He dumps it in the low post to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom up over the rim and good. So nice timeout by the Craig Panthers there. Got two quick buckets as they came back. Glacier Bears come back to Sundberg. Sundberg is going to travel with it on his way to the basket. He made the hoop, but he traveled first. So two quick turnovers for the Glacier Bears, and the Panthers have been able to capitalize with buckets on the other end. 33.8 seconds left. Swinton goes for the steal, misses it. They get it ahead to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom's going to drive spin move and leaves that one a little short, but he's going to be fouled. Let's see if it's going to be Stearns or Sundberg. 3-0 Sundberg. That'll be his third personal. So looks like we got Matthew Green that's going to be coming off the bench here. They don't want Sundberg to pick up his fourth with this last 28.3 seconds. Dahlstrom at the line. His first free throw is good. He's got 7. And now Green will be in for Sundberg to finish out this last half a minute of the first half. Dahlstrom's second is up and good. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Badger's going to loop it up ahead to Stern. Stern gets it on the left baseline. Back out to Badger. Badger dribbles around Thane up to the top of the key. Comes right-hand side to Green. Gets it to Klinger. Klinger long. Rebound by Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom to Owen. Owen pushes it up. Goes out to House, or excuse me, Bird for three. Weak side rebound comes down off of the Panthers and out of bounds to the Glacier Bears with 0.9 seconds left here in the first half. Got Badger and Green in the backcourt. Glacier Bears get it into Badger. He'll throw it long. Nothing there. We will end the first half of play with the Glacier Bears 17 and the Craig Panthers 23. We'll